Today's The World Around Us will be presented in Nepali and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alasis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai. स्वागत छ आदरणीय दर्शकवृन्द लगभग ईशापूर्व 623 आत्मज्ञानी गुरु गौतम बुद्धको जन्म पश्चिम नेपालको लुम्बिनी बगैँचामा भएको थियो बुद्धको जन्मदिनको यस विशेष अवसरमा आज हामी यहाँहरूलाई भगवान बुद्धको आध्यात्मिक तथा सांस्कृतिक धरोहर बोकेको नेपालको राजधानी काठमाडौँका विश्व सम्पदा सूचीमा परेका केही स्थलहरूतर्फ लैजाँदैछौँ। काठमाडौँ चारैतिर डाँडाहरूले घेरिएको एउटा उपत्यका हो जसले 130 स्मारकहरू अनि हिन्दू धर्म र बौद्ध धर्मका कैयौँ तीर्थस्थलहरूलाई समेटेको छ। किम्बदन्ती अनुसार काठमाडौँ उपत्यका सुरुमा एउटा तलाउ थियो जुन पछि चमत्कारिक रूपमा बसोबास योग्य भूमिमा परिवर्तन भयो।
It is said that the place Kathmandu Valley was a lake. In the lake, a lotus flower was blossomed, and in the middle, the light is seen in the past. And it is said that Manjushri came to Nepal, and he made this place habitable.
एसिया महाद्वीपमा नगर विस्तारहरूको एक संगम काठमाडौँमा अरू दुईवटा छिमेकी शहरहरू पर्दछन्, पाटन वा ललितपुर र भक्तपुर। यी तीन शहरहरूमा जोडिएका ठूला नगर प्राङ्गणहरू विद्यमान छन् जसलाई दरबार क्षेत्र भनिन्छ।
Important place for the Nepalese history. In the Manla dynasty period, in between 15th to 17th century, there were three kingdoms in Kathmandu Valley, Patan, Bhaktapur and Kathmandu. These three queen cities are most important in the history of Nepal. 250 years ago, in this Darbar Square, there is a palace called the Laiku in Newari, the local language, and then after 100 years ago, it was named by the Hanuman Duka Palace.
Darbar Chhetra najikai raheko cha Kashta Mandap ko mandir, jun pagoda shaili ma banaiyeko shahar ko ek prachin mandir ho. Ra yaha Bodhisattva Gorakshanath ko puja garincha. Gorakshanath Machindranath ka shishya hun, ra unlai Hath Yoga ko प्रारम्भकर्ता पनि मानिन्छ। काठमाडौँ शहरको नामाकरण काष्ठा मण्डप मन्दिरबाट भएको हो भन्ने विश्वास गरिन्छ र यसको निर्माणपछि इतिहासमा सयौं बौद्ध विहारको निर्माण भएको पाइन्छ।
Now we are standing on the front side of the Kashta Mandap. The Kashta Mandap the only temple which was built by the single tree, while the Kathmandu is the center for the trading route for India and China, Tibet. At that time, the traders, the businessmen, when they will go from China to India and India to Nepal, they take shelter in this place, at this Kashta Mandap. Kathmandu Valley is ruled by the Buddhists. Spiritual masters. Just 150 years ago, while king and the ruling people of this area used to take any decision for the country and for the decision of the city, they asked the Buddhist people and they go to the Buddhist monasteries. Within 1 kilometer diameter, there are 300 Buddhist monasteries over here.
पाटन दरबार क्षेत्र कृष्ण मंदिर का साथ ही उच्च कोटि का डबली हरू जस्ते कि केशव नारायण चौक मूल चौक र सुंदरी चौक को लागि प्रख्यात छ। कृष्ण मंदिर में 21 वटा पीठहरू अवस्थित छन् जिसको ताज स्वर्ण रूप में बनाइएको छ।
स्थापनामा स्थापना भएको भनिन्छ र मल्ल राजाको जुन यो पनि सिद्धि नरसिंह मल्लले विशेष गरी यो दरबारहरू यो कृष्ण मन्दिर यहाँको धेरै यो मन्दिरहरू बनाएको थियो। यसको महत्त्वको विषयमा राखेर यहाँ धेरै 7-8 वटा चोक छ। अहिले यो दुईवटा मात्र चोकमा प्रख्यातमा आएको छ, प्रवेशको लागि छैन। अहिले उसमा महत्त्वपूर्ण सुन्दरी चोक छ जुन सिद्धि नरसिंह मल्लले नुहाएर उसको
सन् 1979 संयुक्त राष्ट्र शैक्षिक वैज्ञानिक एवं सांस्कृतिक संगठन युनेस्कोले हनुमान ढोका दरबार क्षेत्र पाटन दरबार क्षेत्र र भक्तपुर दरबार क्षेत्रलाई नेपालको विश्व सम्पदा सूचीहरूमा समावेश गरे। फर्केर आएपछि हामीले दुई प्रमुख बौद्ध तीर्थस्थलहरू बौद्धनाथ स्तूपा र स्वयम्भूनाथ स्तूपाको भ्रमण गर्नेछौ। कृपया सुप्रीम मास्टर टेलिभिजन हेर्दै गर्नुहोला। हाम्रो चौतर्फी संसारमा यहाँहरूलाई पुनः स्वागत छ। हरेक वर्ष संसारभरिका लाखौं मानिसहरू नेपालका आकर्षक विश्व सम्पदा सूचीहरू अवलोकन गर्न नेपाल भ्रमणमा आउने गर्छन्। तीमध्ये आकर्षक स्वयम्भूनाथ स्तूपा र बौद्धनाथ स्तूपा काठमाडौँ उपत्यकाका दुई प्रमुख बौद्ध तीर्थस्थलहरू हुन्।
In Sanskrit language, the Swayambhu means self-existing. People of the Kathmandu Valley, every year, they come here, they celebrate different types of festival. And the Buddhism of Kathmandu Valley, which is called Vajrayana and Mahayana Buddhism, that Buddhism is running on the basis of the Swayambhu. They use a small chaitya, and at first they worship the chaitya, and then they start indoor activities. So this is the main for the Kathmandu Valley. In the Kathmandu Valley, you can't see another sight like this. It is very peaceful for Buddhist and non-Buddhist, for everybody. And many monkeys are, you can see, and they are very peaceful. Monks of these places, every day in the morning, they worship to Chaitya and 5 Buddhas.
बौद्धनाथ स्तूपा काठमाडौँको मुख्य शहरबाट 11 किलोमिटर उत्तर पूर्वमा पर्दछ। विशाल मण्डला आकारमा निर्माण गरिएको यस स्तूपाले तिब्बती बौद्ध धर्मको प्रभावको संकेत दिन्छ। प्राचीन समयमा यो संसारका सबैभन्दा ठूला स्तूपाहरू मध्ये पर्दथ्यो।
The country of temples. There are lots of like Hindu temples and Buddhist temples. Bodhinath is the very, very important and very significant holy place for the Buddhist people. Stupa itself is actually the mind nature of the Buddha. There is body, speech, and the mind.
इतिहास मा बौद्धनाथ स्तूपा को उल्लेख 5 औं शताब्दी तिर भएको पाइन्छ। कश्यप बुद्धको अवशेषलाई यही बौद्धनाथ स्तूपामा गाडिएको थियो भने विश्वास गरिन्छ। बौद्धनाथ स्तूपाको छानोमा आकर्षक तेजस्वी रंगहरू छन् र पूजामा चढाइएका सुन्दर बत्तीहरूले यसलाई घेरेका हुन्छन्। स्तूपाको प्राय जसो सबैतिर प्रार्थना गर्ने चक्रहरू छन्।
That we put the holy water and the spring. This is kind of holy vase, and then we can see the mandala over there, and there is the lotus flower. The whole the mandala and the lotus flower, there is one vase, and there is the stupa. Inside the stupa, there is a lot of sutras are there. There are a lot of statues, a lot of relics. One more important thing about this Bodhanath is people relive Buddha Kashyap's relics is inside here. So that's why many, many people from the far and wide people come here to pay the homage like that.
संसारका विभिन्न भागबाट तीर्थयात्रीहरू आफ्नो आत्मा शुद्ध गर्न र गल्तीहरूको पश्चाताप गर्न यहाँ आउने गर्छन्। उनीहरूले यहाँ सेतो रंग, फूलहरू र धूपबत्ती अर्पण गर्छन्, जुन पवित्र संसारहरूको प्रतीक हुन्।
Person who comes here, who pay respects, who pay homage, who offers the flowers, incense and the other things like perfumes, and those who make their prayers, their wish will fulfill or their dream will come true. So that's why this stupa is also known as a wish fulfilling stupa. And the spiritual ways, when you circulate this stupa in the right to the left, I mean the clockwise, so it is not only just walking, but you are gaining the kinds of merits and good luck. People do it for the confession. Whatever they have done in the previous life or this life, they want to clear their karmas. Because in a spiritual way, we believe in karmas, action and result. What kind of action is there, the result will come like that. This is a strong point of view from the Buddhism.
सम्भवतः नेपालीहरूको कला र जीवन भगवान बुद्धको प्रतिमा र शिक्षाको माझमा विकास भएको छ। तिब्बती भाषामा थाङ्काको अर्थ दोबार्नु भन्ने हुन्छ र यो कलाको सुरुवात तिब्बती र हिमाली भेगका नेपालीहरूबाट भएको थियो।
Now these paintings are made on cotton canvas. When they go for pilgrimage, they carry with them. So rolling it and put inside some pipes for the safe. So it is called thanka, roll up. And preparing cotton canvas, we use mineral colors like a white clay and natural glue. We paste on a cotton cloth and dry it in the sun for a few days. Then we rub on a smooth surface with a fine stone. And then we start sketching, fill color and put golds. We use 24-carat real gold for these paintings and mineral colors. So these paintings are used for Buddhist practices, for meditation, for visualization. So every Buddhist family keep few of these paintings in their houses.
जस्तो कर्म गरियो त्यस्तै फल पाइन्छ भन्ने विश्वासको आधारमा धेरै जसो नेपाली बौद्ध धर्मावलम्बीहरू तथा अन्य नागरिकहरूले शाकाहारी जीवनशैली अपनाएका छन्।
We have to treat them as our mother. According to Buddhism, they have been once our mother in the previous life, or that they have been so many times our mothers. So that's why, according to Buddhism, how can kill your own mother?
शाकाहारी जीवनशैली बुद्ध धर्मको ध्यान अभ्यासको लागि चाहिने एक पूर्व शर्त पनि हो।
In the meditation course, to be a vegetarian, it is utmost important, because if we have got dual power, our mind will be disturbed, and by vegetarian we can preserve the earth and preserve the universe. That is all for the salvation and the nirvana and enlightenment.
आकर्षक वास्तुकला, शांति प्रेमी नेपाली र यहाँको प्रेमपूर्ण वातावरण मार्फत हजारौं वर्षदेखि भगवान बुद्धको करुणामय शिक्षा अझै पनि काठमाडौँ उपत्यका र नेपालमा जीवन्त रूपमा रहिआएको छ। त्यसै कारण काठमाडौँका पवित्र स्थलहरूले तीर्थयात्रीको हृदयमा उमङ्ग भर्दछन्। काठमाडौँ सदा दिव्य प्रेम र आफूभित्रको बुद्ध प्रवृत्तिको खोज गर्ने पृथ्वीको एक पवित्र स्थल बनिरहोस्।
सहकारी बनौँ, हरियाली बढाउँ, विश्वलाई जोगाउँ।
हाम्रो चौतर्फी संसारमा साथ दिनुभएकोमा यहाँहरूलाई धन्यवाद छ। टिपोट योग्य खबरहरूको लगतै पछि ज्ञानका बानीहरू आउनेछ। कृपया सुप्रिम मास्टर टेलिभिजन हेर्दै गर्नुहोला। यहाँको हरेक दिन स्वर्गीय चमत्कारहरूले भरिपूर्ण होस्। Thank you for being with us on The World Around Us. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom after noteworthy news. May heaven shower you with miracles every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WAU.